left, tailback on Barwaj's right, and that's Ravelli. Now he switches to the left, Tyler Ravelli. And it's a pass play, and he's in some trouble. Breaks one tackler, but not the second time. It's a sack. And that's number 54 on that.
Couple of yard loss there.
Yep.
Excellent. That's that stingy run defense again.
It sure was. Steve Lazarus, the junior from Colgate. We've been calling his name a fair amount. So now we got second and 12 here. 14-22 and counting in the first quarter. Twins right, single receiver left. We got a wing right as well. It's going to be a handoff to Ravelli up the middle, and he pounds forward about three or four good yards. So now you got a third and manageable seven here for the Vikings.
Boy, that play before, and that had nowhere to go.
Nope.
Tackle will be on the line of scrimmage.
Braden Smith comes back in a flanker spot. He'll be in the right side flanker here. Twins right, single receiver left. Actually, trips right now. They've moved the tight end all the way out to the split end situation here. Ravelli is on Barwaj's left here. Big third and seven play. And it's a passing play. He's got decent protection. Over the middle, he's got a guy. Too high. Incomplete. Yeah.
That was certainly overthrown.
Yep. Not much. Jim Clem on the coverage there. Intended receiver was our guy on the kickoff return there, Braden Smith. And again, that's what I've seen a fair amount from Barwaj in the Wheaton game. They've gotten some guys in space.
Yeah, if he would have caught
just
that
a little bit, yeah, just kind of let him a little too far.
He was open.
So, a new face back there to receive for the Piles. I believe that's Sammy Muth, who's JR's little brother, younger brother, excuse me. 5'11", 175 pounds from Greendale.
Here comes the punt.
Yep, and then the punter is Sydney Maroon, who also kicks. Decent little punt. Muth has it at about the 12. Finds a little seam up the middle and finally knocked down to about the 26. So a decent little return. And now Josh Raby and company will come out.
Here comes the Axeman.
The Axeman cometh.
Right.
The rabid one.
So we'll get to see what this very powerful offense has got in store here.
You've got to believe he'll be frothing at the mouth in this heat. The rabid one, Josh Raby.
Right. How nice, Don. Yeah. I'm sure he appreciates it. He'd probably never heard that before.
He likes the Axeman, but yeah. So we've got, looks like Mikey Coleman's out there on his right, on Josh's right. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. First and 10. 13-26 showing in the first quarter. It's going to be a handoff. And Coleman.
Nice.
Some tackles. Great. He's close to a first down, a 9-yard gain. Actually, it's right there at the marker. They might just move the sticks here. Some great little twisting and turning. Yep, they're moving the sticks.
Chains are rattling.
Great start there for
what a good
the
run.
The Bloomington normal, who's far from normal when he runs the ball. Mikey Coleman had a great time meeting his dad, Mike Sr., last week after the game. Twins left, single receiver right. Coleman on Josh's right here. Ball at the 37. First and 10. 12:50 and counting in the opening quarter. And Robbie going to his left. Tough throw in the
just
dirt. Nobody there.
Yeah,
he was going for Reed Brockheimer, his tight end, but you know, it's tough, a righty rolling out to the left. I know they like to do that, Reed Breckheimer, the receiver. But I just think it was hard to get set up there. He had some decent pressure on him. I think that was number 8 for Augie. Chase Tatum. I love linemen from Princeton, Illinois. Second and 10, 12:36 remaining. Trips left, single receiver right. Coleman on Raby's right. Here's the snap. Raby looks to his right now. He's got a guy.
Cut!
And that's our guy, Austin Eichstead. Moves the sticks. And they're in Augie territory there. Ball marked at the 46. A beautiful pass by Raby. There was good coverage there.
There was.
But Raby threw that touch, just like you said, the Axeman.
He split the defense there. He really did.
Sure did.
He's got such a nice spiral, man.
Yeah. So we got Twins left, no receivers right. Wingman on the left there. That looks like Trevor Hancock. Mikey on Josh's left. And they pause for a second to get another play from the sideline. Here's the snap. And it's going to be Coleman up the middle.
Nothing there.
Nothing there. Maybe a yard. You know, started to open up there a little bit, but a good reaction from the Augie D line.
Yeah, they swarmed to the ball on that one.
Yep. Number 94 for Augie, getting a lot of pats. He really got in there. Hugh Keeney. When I was watching the YouTube broadcast last
week. Kind of hurry up offense here.
Yep, they're back at it. Twin receivers both sides. Mikey on Josh's right here. 11:31 and counting. Opening drive for Carroll after stopping Augie. And that time they got Josh Hill on a little button hook for about 7 or 8. Quick pass there. Got to like that.
Yeah, that was a good decision. I mean, he did one check down, and there he was.
He sure did.
It's a good play.
Yeah.
Could have broke that for a long one if he would have got away from 19, but he's...
Nick Harper, yeah. And he had a little coverage. Help from the safety there, too, to help bring him down. So now we got a 3rd-and-2 play here. 10:59 and counting. Twin receivers right, single receiver left, wing right, and that's Reed Breckheimer. And he's got a guy right there. Oh! Hill had it, but Nick Harper converges with a big hit to knock it down. And I think Coach Boot is going to go for it here. This is where Augie started the game, so they had the first down. Hill usually catches those, but credit to Nick Harper. He came
Harper's
in hard. He
tough
stripped
on
the ball.
Series.
Yep. So, yep, they're going to go for it this time. And
what do you think?
I'd like to see them roll Josh out right there. You got Eichstad, send him long. You got Josh Hill. You also got – it's a quick pass, and they got him.
First down.
Eichstad, you know, it's hard to play tight on him. They had to give him a little cushion.
Yep, they did.
So he got enough to move the sticks, and he's in the split receiver spot there. So that's not an easy throw for Raby to make, but he got it in there in time. So Keon Miller now in the game.
Kind of a gutsy call.
Very gutsy. But, again, Augie started out in their own 40. So, twin receivers both sides. Coleman on Raby's left. 10:17 and counting in the opening quarter. A scoreless game here. Coleman gets it. He's going
he's
to the outside
room.
To the right. He's got some room. Pushes. Wow.
Boy, he's tight.
I think he's got another first down.
I think he does, too.
A sure tackle, and he basically knocked the guy back and dove forward. No, he's marked a little bit. No, they are moving the sticks. Another first down for Mikey Coleman. So,
what's that rattling sound, Don?
The chain.
The chains are moving.
So three rushes for Coleman, two of them for 10 yards. The second one in between for only one.
Nice drive.
Great blocking. You got to credit the O-line on that because
they're really doing their job.
Coleman got to use his speed and get upfield and get enough force to knock someone over. Single receivers both sides. Wing right with Trevor Hancock. No, excuse me, that's Reed Breckheimer. They give to Coleman up the middle again, and same thing.
Hit hard.
Oh, no, it wasn't a first down. They called him short.
Yeah, he got met
so
pretty hard there.
It was like second and a short two, and he got a yard on that. So now it's like third and about one. They don't really move the down marker much, but I thought he got a little bit more than that. So I stand corrected. Clock is stopped for one reason or another. Maybe there's a measurement or something. I think a referee's taking a knee. He might be a little winded. Yeah, he might have caught something.
I think,
or
somebody got blocked into him or
something. Yeah, so he's kind of walking it off there. And again, it's got to be hard for these officials, too. I hope they've got like a little hydration system under those zebras. But it allows for the Pios to make some changes in the lineup here with 3rd-and-1. Ball at the 23 of the Augies.
Do you see a running play coming up here, Don?
I do, yep. There it is going to Coleman. And he pushes forward. I think he's got it just enough. There was good enough.
Yeah,
there was good pressure there from the Vikings, but good blocking gave Coleman the room he needed to get it. And now they move the sticks. And Jackson Case comes in at tailback to get his first looks. Keon Miller also in the receiving corps, along with Eichstad, Josh Hill. So Miller will join Josh Hill on the left. Miller will be the split guy. And then we've got Muth and Eichstad on the right. Ball on the right hash here. Case on Josh's right. Snap. He's looking deep. He's going to the end zone to Eichstad.
It's in the corner.
And
oh, it's
up just a little too long. A little contact
got a
there.
Flag.
Yep. Interference, yeah. There was a shoulder thrown into Eichstad there that disrupted his he might have been able to catch that in the air with his height and agility keep his feet in bounds. So that is a good call, and there was obvious contact. There was a shoulder there that I think he tried playing it off as incidental, and I thought for a second there that the ref was buying it. That was Nick Harper on that side covering Eichstad. So with the success he was having with Josh Hill, they decided to move him over to try to challenge receiver number one.
I think we're going to see a first down here, Don.
Yep, and in college, it's just like high school, it's a 15-yard gain. So first and 10 now becomes first and goal as the ball will be spotted right at the 7-yard line of the Vikings.
Pioneers really putting together a nice drive
8:30
here.
8:30 is your time remaining in this opening quarter. The opening drive for the Pioneers after stopping Augie 3-and-out. Trips left, ball in the right hash. No empty backfield for Raby. Twins right. And now there's a stoppage of play. I don't know what that's about.
I don't know.
Officials are conversing here right at the line here.
That D-back is really playing off of Josh Hill there. I think you could Raby might have him in the corner here.
So Max Katsanos is your center. He alternates with Justin Rapnow. And again, empty backfield. Looking in the corner. He's got a guy. Nope, just a little too high for J.R. Muth. And there was good coverage there. And that was Levi Ian Williams, maybe? Number 16? No, number 26.
Yeah, he had good coverage.
That's Johnny Breeden. We're going to be calling his name a lot today. He had a big game. So that makes it second and goal. From the 7 here, no receivers right, double tight ends, wing left. It's handed off to Case. Case, well pursued. I think you might have lost a yard there. Looked like the play took a while to develop there, Johnny.
Yeah.
They had the tight end and the right wing moving out, and he's a little shaken up there. That's our good friend, number 40, Trevor Hancock, coming off. Breckheimer's also coming off, so now they're going to more receivers here on this third and goal. And so far, a big stand for the Vikings. I think Mikey Coleman's back in the game. Twin packages both sides for Raby. The snap. He's going to run it. He's got some room. Here comes Raby. He's in. A touchdown. Put a nice move.
Right on. He did. He did a little zigging and zagging.
He did a little deke there.
He did.
On number 39, Ruckus Hunkins.
That's the X-Man.
And if there's a guy to beat on an open play, it's got to be a guy named Ruckus Hunkins. What a great name. So the Pioneers strike first blood with 7:48 in the first quarter. And here's Jacob Laurent of Kenosha here to put the extra point in. Tyler McLean, third-string quarterback holding. Snap is good. The hold is good. And so is the extra point. So we'll go to a break with your Pioneers leading Augustana 7-0 here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the action. These are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
Johnny. Welcome back, everyone, to Pioneer Football on WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM. Getting ready for the kickoff, and we are at 7-0. The Pioneers are ahead.
It's a beautiful day here at Charles D. Lindbergh Stadium, home of the Vikings of Augustana. Not to be confused with the aviator, Charles Augustus Lindbergh. But Charles D. Lindbergh, a fine alumnus and football player here from Augustana. It's a shallow kick, and it's that same guy, number 3. But, he dekes a few. He's switching directions. Runs into his own guy, fortunately, which gives the piles enough time to converge. So some fancy footwork there for Braden Smith.
Braden Smith has got a little jukey jockey thing going on there. He's tricky.
Yep.
He's a slippery guy.
But Auggies will take over at their own 26 here. 7:39 remaining in the first quarter. Pioneers leading 7-0. And this should be a big test for our Pio defense. You got to believe Vikings are coming out angry. Empty backfield here for Bard Lodge. Trips left, single receiver right, wing right, tight end. Or double tight ends, actually, it looks like. Flanker comes in motion to the left. He comes back to the left here, and it's a quick screen to him, but the pass is too low. It is a forward pass, so it's incomplete. The intended receiver there for Augie is number 31. We got to go to the right. He's not in the 2-deep here, so that would be John Landers. Well, it was a low pass there. I like the design of the play.
Yeah, the play was designed correctly, Don.
Bardwell just couldn't make the pass. Yep.
He just threw it too low. I mean, typical thing we're seeing from last week, too low, too high, here and there.
You dive for it and you catch it, and then it's a loss of yardage. So, twin packages both sides. Running back on the right here. Fakes the running back. Quick screen there to our guy.
Come on, let's get him.
And they finally get him. He gets about 3 there. Almost had him behind the line of scrimmage there. Good hit, just couldn't wrap cloth on that for Elliot Miller on that. But finally lassoed in. Actually, no, Elliot Miller made the final tackle.
Pioneers defense is showing.
So I think it's A.J. Moore on that initial hit. Yep. So we got a 3rd and 8 here. Another good situation for the Pios to be in. And it's a tight formation here. Twins left, twins right, very tight to the line. Tailback is on Bardwaj's left. Now he goes to the right, and it could be another pass to the tailback. No, he's looking to his left. Now back to his right. He's got a guy underneath coverage. He breaks one tackle, and he's got a first down there.
That was
Jim Clem with the tackle. Yep, it sure was. That was Bobby and Sarah, starting receiver from Parkridge, Illinois, Maine South High School. Getting that first down. It was a good job because they sent that.
Yeah.
They flooded the right, and then that receiver came from the left side there underneath coverage. So good design play. Twins left, single receiver right. Tailback's going to get it here on the quarterback's right. He breaks through a tackle. He's going to get another first down here. And again, that's number 31 who's not in the 2-deeps here. Tanner Sprecher is his name.
Hurry up offense.
Oh, wow, they're at it again. Ball at the Pioneer 49, first time in Pioneer territory. Another good run. And he's close to another first down here.
Yeah, I think it's another one.
And that's Ravelli, the starter, back in the lineup. Tyler Ravelli. And you get a chance to see how tough he runs.
They're finding a running game.
And now they're really getting into the no huddle here. Twins left. They're back to Ravelli going to the right here. The Pioneers, they snuffed that out beautifully. So it's only about a 1-yard gain. We have an injured Pio on the play.
That one,
I think, a little shaken up. Let's see. That is Steve Lazarus. Kind of landed funny, I think, on his is it his arm he's holding? But the pursuit there was great. It's only a 1-yard gain. 6:08 your time remaining in the first quarter. Ball at the just short of the 37-yard line of the Pios. As we see Steve Staub coming out. And Steve was kind enough to join us in the River Room last night for a beer and some dinner. And that opened the door for us for the coaches to come in.
Got some help from the medical staff on the Viking side of the ball here.
Yep. So, and I think while they take a look here at Steve Lazarus, we'll take a break here, too, on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away for a 30-second break, please.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome back to the game. These are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
All right. Thanks, Anya. Good news for the Lazarus family back home in Colgate. Steve got up on his own volition, is walking off. He should be returning. I would think he'd be returning. Twins right here on 2nd and 9. Tailback is deep now. I think this is DeJoya in the game now. They faked DeJoya. They're looking deep. He's got time. He's got a guy underneath. He's got him. Short of a first down there at about the 29. That was Will Campbell on the coverage there. So it looked like a tight end package.
That was a nice read by him. He checked down to his third guy, and he was open.
Sure was, yeah. That was number 89. Nolan Hewlett from Chillicothe, Illinois. So it's third and a short one here. And DeJoya is in the game. Single receivers both sides. You got to believe it's going up the middle here to DeJoya.
You think?
Receiver goes in motion. But, yep, it's DeJoya. He's got the room, and he should have the first. Good blocking on the left there. So they will move the chains. Ball spotted now at, it looks like, the 26-yard line. So, and right away, Augustana, this no huddle's working for them. They're ready to start. So it didn't. Carroll was allowed to get subs in with the moving of the chains. Single receivers both live. This time we got like a T formation on the shotgun here. And it's going to go to the running back on the left. This is a nice play. Good block. The one running back left, the lead block. And they're all the way into the red zone at the 9-yard line. So a 16-yard run there. And that was beautifully. So what happened was the tailback on the right got the handoff going left. The tailback on Bardwaj's left led the way blocking. So it's like having an extra, like a pulling tackle that was already lined up there in the flat. So, and a good overall effort there by the Augie line, because no Pios could touch him until he was already into the red zone there. So first and goal, ball at the 10, 4:37. It's a passing play. Bardwaj, he's got time. Now he's getting some pressure. Looks like he's throwing away. Yep, so good job there. And Elios Martinez finally putting some coverage on there.
That was a coverage.
A coverage throwaway, yep. Good job by the secondary. Yeah. And gosh, the way Augie's running the ball, you're kind of surprised that they would go to the air. I don't even think there was a running back in the backfield that play?
I didn't see that.
So,
no.
Yeah, I think if they'd done play, DeJoy is out there. If they'd done play action, I think that would have been a better design play. So
third and three.
So as it is, single receiver left, ball on the left hash, twin receivers right. DeJoya on Bardwaj's left here. And Johnny, watch for a handoff to DeJoya going to the right. Yep, running back goes in motion. No, it's DeJoya up the middle here. Bounce off one tackle, but really going nowhere. A swarm of Pios ready to wrap him up. So they sent the left receiver in motion, and I was thinking DeJoya would follow him, but they took DeJoya right up the middle, and the Pioneers were there waiting for him. It was like a team photo he faced. So yeah, good job by the pile line there.
A lot of guys trying to introduce themselves.
Yep, so another good face there is Jordan Pfeffer was in there on that hit, along with the rest of that D-line of the Pios. So now Carroll taking their time here in this one. A big third down, 3:50 and counting here in the first quarter. Pioneers leading 7-0, but tight twin packages both sides. DeJoya on Bardwaj's right. Bardwaj gets the snap. Under some pressure, he fights
running.
Out of it.
He's might going
have
the end, but
he's going to the outside. No, he gets shot just short. Will Campbell with the shoestring tackle, robbing him of a touchdown. And Bardwaj, like Raby, good running skills, both from Algonquin there, and I thought he was going to try to return the favor, but now it's fourth down, and they're keeping the kicker in there, and Ravelli's coming in. And they got another running back there.
This is exciting football.
John Landers. So they're going to try. No, it looks like they're going for the. No, they're going for it.
They're going for it.
Bardwaj under center here. He might just take it himself. They do have a fullback in there. Tight end goes in motion. Boy, it'd be nice to get an offsides here. Nope.
Oh, fumble.
Hand it up. Fights his way in. No, wait.
They're calling him down.
The quarterback was down on the handoff.
Holy cow.
A big break for the Pios because Ravelli fought his way in, but Bardwaj fell as he was handing it off, and the ref's indication was that his knee hit the ground as he was handing off. I'd really like to see a replay of that, Johnny. I'm certainly happy for the Pios, but I thought the tall Bardwaj was able to make the conversion there.
Boy, that was close, man.
It really is.
But it swung the Pios way. You got to have.
We'll take the breaks when we get them, but especially a very impressive drive for Augie. I mean, there's 2:44 left. They took well over 5 minutes off.
A lot of time off the clock.
A lot of no huddle, too. A lot of running at will. So Arabian Company's out here. Single receivers, both sides. That's Mikey Coleman. He's going to get the handoff right away. He finds a little seam, and he's fighting through. He's close to another first down. Mikey Coleman, it looked like he was going up the middle. Then he went off tackle.
Nice, powerful run by Coleman.
It sure was. Coleman a little shaken up on that, but he's back on his feet.
Yeah, he's holding his side.
Holding his left side there, yep.
Little stinger there.
So Coleman right now is on Raby's right.
Got a little breathing room.
We got a double tight end left here. Hill is on the left. Ike's dad on the right, single receivers. A snap. Raby, he's got Coleman there in the right flat.
First down.
Beautifully set up play. They had Ike's dad going on a post going inside.
That was a good play there.
And Coleman was all alone there enough to get the space. The defenders reacted well, but not before.
It was too late.
Coleman took it all the way to the 22.
Yeah, brother.
Of the Pio. So first and 10, 1:53 and counting remaining in the first quarter. Pioneers hanging on to a 7-0 lead after a fortuitous fall by Boardwatch on a fourth and short play. This time it's Jackson Case up the middle. He's trying to bounce out. Nowhere to go. He might have lost yardage there. I think that was either Case or legs. Let's see. But kind of one of those team photos that he ran into there. Yep, no, it's Jackson Case. Haven't seen legs yet today. Twins left, single receiver right. Case on Raby's left. 1:22 and counting here in the first quarter. 7-0 Pios. And here's the handoff. Raby's going deep. He's got Eichstad over the middle. It's caught by Eichstad. One guy to beat. But he's brought down there.
What a play.
Nick Harper saving the touchdown.
52-yard line. Long pass. Beautiful completion.
And they're in Augie territory at their 48-yard line. A great pass and catch on a second and 11 or 12 there. And great protection for Raby.
Yeah, it was.
He had a lot of time.
He did, Don.
For Eichstad.
That's that offensive line kind of showing him.
Big credit to the old line.
We can block.
Twins left. Eichstad alone on the right. Wing right there with Trevor Hancock. Jackson Case on Raby's left. Raby gets a snap. He's going to the air again. He's got Eichstad again. Or no, it's a tight end.
Oh,
almost broke it.
Yeah, two defenders collide on him.
He sure did.
That was a vicious hit.
There was on that contact.
And he almost survived that
hit. And there is a timeout for an injury. That's a shaken up Augie player. I want to say the jersey number's 33. Let's see. He's getting back up. That's a tough kid. Yeah,
that was a tough collision there.
Yep. Dakota Strait. Another good DB on this Augie lineup. Yep, he's going to walk. He's walking out. A little shaken up there on the contact. Breckheimer, that's a big guy to hit. So, but both teams will take advantage of the injury timeout. I guess they're allowed to do that. 43.1 seconds remain here in the opening quarter. Pioneers looking to add to a 7-0 lead. And your heart has to break if you're a Viking fan, because they were fourth in goal from the half-yard line.
Yeah, they were right there.
And Bardwaj should have looked like he was going to score on this drive from the seven. But Will Campbell with a big game-saving tackle there. Shoestring tackle gets him down at the half-yard line. Unfortunately, something happened on the snap where Bardwaj tripped and fell as he was handing it off. And Ravelli got in, but they called him down. They called the quarterback down. Twins right, single receiver left. Case on Raby's right. We got a wing left here. Here's the snap. It's going to go to Case. He's waiting for the pull to open up, and he gets a few. Good defense there.
Yep. Viking defense is not
Jack Gooch. Or no, David Vaynerman.
He's not getting pushed around too much here. Yep. These guys are tough.
Johnny, if ever make it back into the legislature of any size, I'm introducing a bill that no teams can have more than one player for jersey number. It does a disservice to guys like you and me. Put a letter on there at least.
Right. Yeah, it's a little tougher. So it looks like we're going to take a little break here.
That'll be it for the first quarter. So with the Pioneers leading 7-0 and threatening again here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network, we'll be back after these messages. Anya, take it away.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back to live coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM. And you can also check us out on the Civic Media app. What a great game we've got going back and forth here. It's a lot of fun to watch these two guys go at it.
Yep.
We're just starting the second quarter. We are up. The Pioneers are up 7-0, but it's a close game, folks.
It's a humdinger. So it's second and 8 for the Pios there. Ball at the 28 there of Augie. Trips left, tailback on the left. That's called mini fakes. He rolls out. There's no one on the right, but they're running right, and he's just going to throw it away there. Great coverage there by the Auggies.
Another coverage throwaway.
Yep. They had no receivers lined up on the right.
Yeah, Raby just didn't have anywhere to go.
He rolled out right to get out of trouble, and the receivers came with him, but Auggies' secondary is all over that. And it is a good secondary crew. So this is a nice little matchup. So Trevor Hancock lined up in a left wing spot there. Twins left single receiver, right ball in the right hash here. Big third down play coming up for Carroll. Coleman on Raby's left. It's going to go to Coleman this time. Good blocking. He's going to go around the right. He's got some good yardage.
Boy,
not enough for a first, but it is a ball at the 21. It's going to be a fourth and one situation.
Boy, he lowered the boom on
that,
dude.
At the end of the first quarter, North Central is beating undefeated Wheaton 21-7 after one. But they're going to bring the field goal unit out here, showing respect for this Augie defense. You know, we went for fourth and short last time near midfield. I thought they would do it again, but they want to give Jacob Laurent, I think, some good practice.
Yeah,
he may need a last-second field goal there. 14-11 and counting in the second quarter. You're looking at a 34-yard field goal from the spot of the spot. And timeout is called. Yep, Coach Boot is going to call a timeout. I think he might bring the offense in here. Something he didn't like. He's kind of showing some frustration there with the kicking team, the field goal unit. I think maybe they had a design fake or something, but.
Yeah, well, something went awry there. He's talking to Laurent like, you know, let's do something a little different here. I don't know if they had a fake on or what, but
could be.
He didn't like what it was, so he called the timeout. And
it's a fourth and a short two there, about a yard and a half. They would need to get to just past the 19 there. Ball's on like near the 18. They need to get just past the 16 where the marker is for the first. So who knows, maybe they'll send Raby and company out and try to get it in. I like the call on third down to run it because they saw an opening on the right.
So,
yep. They're going to go for the field goal here. Ball's on the right hash.
This is no chip shot either. This is they got a ways to go here.
It's a 27-yard field goal. Or 34 if you're looking at where the ball will be spotted. The kick is up, and it's through.
All right, another 3 points.
And with 13:54 remaining, it's the Pioneers 10, and the Vikings of Augustana nothing. We'll be back on the Pioneer Football Radio Network after these messages. Anya, take it away, please.
Cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks, Anya. And Braden Smith gets it from the one-yard line. He's returning it, and he gets pushed out short of the 20 there. A deep kick there by Jacob Laurent. I'm surprised that Braden Smith didn't let that go to the end zone, but they have a lot of faith in his running. He ran the opening kickoff back to the 40.
He is a slippery dude.
Only a sophomore. We got a text from Triple G said he's only a freshman, but the roster says he's a sophomore. So I don't know. Triple G is a very reliable source. So what the check
yeah,
that.
Well,
Tripp's right. Tyler Ravelli on Bardwaj's is right here. Double tight ends left. First and 10 from the just short of the 20, and it's a quick off. Oh, good blocking.
He's got some room.
He's got some room and a first down there. Big credit to Tez Hansen, or no, excuse me, Jordan Vesey on a block that set up Bobby and Sarah for 11, 12-yard gain. Ball at the 31, first and 10, and they got the no huddle. Twins left, single receiver right. It's going to go to Ravelli. He breaks it outside, breaking a tackle. He breaks the second tackle, and he's very close to a first.
These Vikings can put together a drive, dude.
They sure can.
It's another first
Evan down Holm almost. With the That's tackle there.
Very
yep.
close. Well, that, no, actually, they called him back. He must have
I guess he
out
was
bounds.
Out of bounds there, yeah, so it's only a 7-yard gain. Another break for the Piles. Ravelli again on a counter play.
Up the gut. First
he's
down.
He's got first down, then some. He's close to the midfield.
There's a flag on the play.
There's
looks
a flag,
like
though. Could be holding based on where it's marked.
I don't know.
That could be big for the Piles. So Ravelli took the handoff left. He switched to the right where he saw the hole and powered his way through.
Calling it on the again, on wide receiver, I think.
He's a load. Oh, could be off, yeah, holding away from the ball. So, interesting call.
Yeah.
You hate when they call those.
You see that very often.
Actually, you see it too much, I think, in high school and college.
Yeah.
But, you know, I suppose you got to call it because you don't know where the play is going to go. If we're correct in our assumption here.
Zebras are having a little huddle.
Little chat here, and let's see.
He's holding up his fingers with three. I can see that today.
So I don't know what that means. It could be against us, the way they're moving back.
Yeah, it looks like it is.
It's a personal foul. Yep, so now the ball is going to go into Pio territory.
Wow.
Pio's now defending the east end zone. It's going to go all the way to the 38, so there was a or 37, excuse me, of Carroll. So.
I did not see what that was all about.
I didn't either, yeah. But we know there's some bad blood based on some events that happened last game. Twin packages both sides for Augie receivers. Rivera on Bardwaj's right. First and 10. 12:48 is your time remaining in the second quarter. There's the guy on the screen to Braden Smith. He's got some room, and he gets about 4 or 5 before a couple Piles converge on him, including Reed Foster, a linebacker.
Hurry up, offense. They're going right at it.
Got an Marion Bridges also. So Twins left and right. And that's I think that's DeJoya in now on Bardwaj's left. Cole Bardwaj. And he's going to pass. Got a guy over the middle. Beautiful catch. There was tight coverage there. So good job by Braden Smith jumping up and getting that. And that should be enough to move the chains there at the Carroll 26. Bardwaj really threw a zip. You hate, as a father of a receiver, you hate when the quarterbacks throw that high over the middle.
Yeah, that's
but it might have been the only place Bardwaj could have put it. There was good coverage there by the Carroll D. So again, Augie ready to go here. 12-20 and counting. First and 10. Ball at the Carroll 26. Twins right. Single receiver left. Or actually, tight twins left. Tailback on Bardwaj's right. And Bardwaj looking towards the end zone. He gets out of trouble. He's got a lot of time and room. Now he gets it off. He's got a guy. It's a tight end. And he's got a first down there. That was great job by Bardwaj, taking advantage of the time, seeing the whole field, and kind of going against the grain.
Yeah, and he checked down to his number three read, and he had the time to do that.
Yeah.
So
Desmond Esquivel on the tackle there by Carroll. And that was to the tight end, Nolan Hewlett. So single receiver right, twins left. It's going to go to DeJoya. He's going to his left after stepping right.
Not much there.
Small gain, about two or three, and good reaction. Damon Loker was in on that tackle along with Will Campbell and Elios Martinez. So that makes it second and eight with 11:27 counting the second quarter. Augie looking to get some points on the board. Twins left, single receiver right. There was movement, but they got back in time, so there won't be an offsides call. They're waiting to, from the sideline here. DeJoy is still in the game. Tight end right, single receiver right, twins left, DeJoya on Bardwaj's right, Cole Bardwaj. Here's the snap. He's looking to the left. He's in some trouble. He rolls out, going to the end zone here, and it's a throwaway. Double coverage there on the receiver. I think it was Braden Smith.
Their feet got tripped up there. Double coverage, but
sure did. But it wasn't catchable, no, and there was really no.
Yeah, there was nothing going on there. Pios had good coverage there.
Yep.
The receiver went down. He got his feet tangled up, and
Jagger Vinen on that.
No play.
One of the coverage guys, along with AJ Moore. So great job, Vine coming from his outside linebacker spot to help out there.
10:50 to play in the half.
Yep. Twin receivers both sides. DeJoya on Bardwaj is right here. Big third down play, third and long. 10:51, your time remaining. 10:50. Oh, there is a timeout here before the snap. And let's see what it is. I don't see flags yet. Could be an official timeout, or it could be a delay of game. So another break for the Pios.
Well, got a break here.
So instead of third and nine, it's going to be about third and 14.
That's a big deal there.
Ball moves to the 19 there.
That pushes him back.
Good news for Augie, though. It does give him more room to work with here in the red zone. And they've done a good job of hitting receivers under coverage. So how will the Pios respond? I think, Johnny.
Time for a pick.
We had one sack there in the opening drive. And I think they need to get some more pressure there on Bardwaj and limit his time back there. Because Bardwaj, when he gets the time, he can create.
He does.
Twin packages both sides. DeJoy on his left. He's looking for the end zone again over the middle. He's got a guy. It's caught. No,
broken up
beautifully.
Wow, what great timing.
The Bridges of Amarion County with the big play. Amarion Bridges, the 5'9 freshman from Racine Case High School. That looked like a TD all the way, and
it
the Bridges
really did.
Of Amarion County just came and stripped it out.
What a great defensive play.
He deserves a movie with Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep.
You think?
So now you're looking at a 30-yard field goal, 37 from the spot. With 10:45 remaining, your kicker is also your punter, Sydney Maroon.
Looks a little nervous.
There's a snap. The hold is good. Let's see the kick. Is it long enough? Yep. And it's good.
They're on the board.
And the Aggies are on the board now, trailing 10-3 with 10:40 left in the second quarter. We'll be back after these messages on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Maryland University football. We are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back to live coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM, and also you can find us on the Civic Media app. You are listening to Pioneer Football from the Carroll University. We're down in Rock Island, and the Vikings just scored, so they got on the board. It's 3 for them and 10 for the Pioneers, getting ready for the kick.
And, Johnny, you got to say, as Sidney Ruin gets ready to kick off, you got to credit that Carroll defense to holding him to just a field goal there.
Yep,
looked like a great touchdown pass.
They're
and Amarion Bridges got his arm in there to break it up. And
nice kick.
You know, this Augie team, they put up 52 points per game. They got to be nervous with only 3 points on the board in the second quarter. And great coverage there on the return. Really nowhere to go for. I believe that was Keon Miller on the return. Yep. And so Pioneers will start back at their near their 15-yard line. Ball marked at the 16, actually. 10:34 is your time remaining in the second quarter. And, you know, Johnny, we'd like to see another nice long pile drive.
I would.
Keep that explosive Augie offense off the field.
Yes, sir.
And, let's, you know, if we could get more than a field goal this time, I think that would be really nice. But we'll take whatever points we can, certainly, and right now, piles are showing balls in the right hash. We got twins left, single receiver right. That's Austin Eichstadt. I was going to call him Augie here. All alone on the right here. And he's looking.
Going deep.
Yep, there's Eichstadt. He's got it. Great catch. Almost
holy
it again. Nick Harper
41.
On the coverage. And that was good coverage. Another perfect pass because the safety was there as well, Johnny Breeden. So, again, Raby and Eichstadt, much credit. Augie did their homework on that. They were there. The coverage was there,
yeah,
but
coverage
so
was
the pass.
Eichstadt was just outplayed.
Ball closer to the right hash at the 40-yard line, first and 10, 10-13 and counting in the second quarter. Mikey Coleman on Raby's right. Eichstadt alone on the right. Twins left with Muth and Hill. Here's the snap. Looking to Eichstadt again. It's a little fake out and up,
away.
And it's incomplete. So, nope. Good coverage by Nick Harper. They tried to do the pump faking up, kind of a little button hook there by Eichstadt, and no one was buying.
Yeah, they're playing their positions here.
They sure are.
The Vikings are not getting
Dakota Strait also providing some extra coverage there from the safety spot. Sorry, Johnny.
That's okay. They're well coached. They're playing in their spots. They got to give up a little bit, but they aren't going to give up a big thing unless there's a missed assignment.
You got it.
Or someone slips or something.
Justin Rupno under center there now for the Pios. Coleman on Raby's left. We got Hancock lined up left tight end. Twins left, single receiver right, and that's Eichstadt on the right. He's looking at Eichstadt again. Going deep to Eichstadt. He's got it on the behind, and he hangs on.
Oh, he bobbled it, but he hung on to it.
And he's in, got it in time.
I think they gave it to him.
Nick Harper, again, that was great coverage by Harper. It was one of those turnaround
really
plays where you throw it behind the receiver on purpose. And ball is marked at the 39 there, and we're seeing some great football. The great matchup here between Nick Harper and Austin Eichstadt. Eichstadt might be getting the best of Harper, but Harper's really playing tough on him.
He is.
So, Twins left, single receiver right. Coleman on Raby's left. Ball in the right hash here. Ball in the 39, first and 10. It's going to go to Coleman up the middle. And he pushes forward for a couple there before being brought back. Good stand there by the Augie D. Ooh, a little extracurricular shove there.
Yeah, a little chippy.
Surprised
down there.
They didn't. I'm sure there'll be a warning here.
Kind of talking to each other.
Yep. Getting acquainted, as they say, Johnny.
Yeah, so Coach Buda.
Paul Romano was the big tackler on that.
Keeping him honest, throwing a running play in there. All this good passing going on.
So, clock winding, 9:02 and counting. Twins left, single receiver right. Second and 8 at the 38 of Augie. Coleman on Raby's left. Here's the snap. Coleman looking
deep
to his left now. He's got a guy. Oh, but
sugar.
Josh Hill couldn't get it. It was a little bit wide there. It was an out pattern.
Yeah.
Josh Hill from the flank did an out pattern while the J.R. Muth was going deep. And if they get a... So Keon Miller will come in for Trevor Hancock.
He was open, and that would have been a nice big game.
Sure would, yep. But as it is, we got a 3rd and 8 here for the Piles. That's, you'll go to the left side of the field from the right. That is still not an easy pass to make, even for a great quarterback like Raby. Trips left this time, single receiver right. Coleman on Raby's right. And a little blitz here. Raby gets out of it. He's got a guy. Nope.
Looks like a throwaway.
A little miscommunication. Kind of, yeah. Great coverage there. And so I think, are they going to stay? Offense is staying on the field for now.
Very good coverage.
They haven't had to punt today. I think they may stay. Yep, they're going to keep it on the field here.
Aye, aye, aye.
Well, and you know, they might have seen something in the Augie coverage that they liked, and that's why Coach Boot is keeping them out there. The ball is on the 37 of the Vikings, so that makes for a tough kick.
Yeah.
You know, well, 47, you know, 54 from the spot.
Yeah.
Trips left, single receiver right, same formation. Coleman on the right here. Let's see what they do. This time it's Josh Hill on the right. Coleman's looking to Hill. He's got him. Oh! It was a high pass. Coleman had some hands on, just couldn't reel it down. It looked catchable for normally the sure-handed Hill. Raby had a zip on that. If he catches it, he's near the 21-yard line. Plenty for a first. So the Vikings will take over on downs here with 8:25 in the first half.
You know, that's a field position, long and fourth call there. You know,
yep.
I never liked those, but, you know, you got to do them, I guess, because that's what the stats tell you. It's what the numbers tell you.
It's faith
do.
In your defense, too, and your offense. Is, you know, so, Josh Hill normally catches those.
Yeah, and he had an opportunity.
It was
to do
high
it.
And fast, you know, but so just got to stay up here and in this heat, too. So we got Twins right, single receiver left, tight end goes to the right. DeJoya on the left. That's Ravelli. Oh, the ball's tipped! Oh!
Good play on number 71 there.
Great job for the Pio defense. And that was number 30. That was
actually, I misspoke.
Braden Curtin got a hand on that. Will Campbell almost was diving for it, just couldn't get it. But, boy, that was a big – they set that up beautifully.
Yeah, that would have been
trouble. Chips right, no receivers left. Ravelli on Bardwaj's left. Tight end left. Ball in the left hash here. Second and 10 play. 8:25 left in the quarter. Here's a snap. Bardwaj looking long to his right. He's got a guy in the middle, and it's broken up again beautifully. And that was number three for the Pios.
There was a chance.
Chikai Bohannon.
For that
moving
to be
him
caught.
Moving him to the safety spot. Yeah, you know, great effort there by number seven. Ryan Prell, the backup quarterback, a freshman.
One-handed miracle circus
catch. Actually, no, excuse me, that was number two. That was Jordan Vesey. So, trips right, single receiver left here on a big third down here. Can we stop him? He's looking to his left now. He's got a guy. Oh, in his hands and falls out. There was great coverage by Elliot Miller, but a perfect pass from Bardwaj. And Vesey knows it. You can see the disappointment all the way from up here.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, dude, I watched those two guys all the way down the sideline.
Good little battle.
I think the Pios got away with one.
You know, they might have, but the refs let it go because it was mutual, and the pass was there.
Well,
Vesey could have broken a tackle and ran that. So,
yep.
As it is, Sidney Maroon out to punt. And then Sammy Muth out to return for the Pios. It's blocked! It's blocked! And the ball goes out of bounds at 29. A big block. Who got that, Johnny? Let's see. That's Austin Neistat, I think, number 84. Hey, and while we switch, while the Pio offense comes out, let's take a quick break for station identification. Anya, please.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Hey, thanks, Anya. And after a big block on a punt,
they're going right at it.
They got the ball at the 28-yard line of the Augies, and it's going to Coleman on the right side. He breaks a couple tackles. Modest yard. There's about a 3-yard gain there, close to the 25. Clock winding, 7:56 and counting, and Carroll looking to add to a 10-3 lead. Augie took over on downs, but they couldn't convert a blocked pass. Some great breakup there by Jakai Bohannon, and then what should have been a first down was dropped by the sure-handed Jordan Vesey. And then we got the block, so some big breaks for Carroll today. There's a pass to Eichstad, a little battle. He came down with it, but it fell out. There was, again, great coverage there.
And that was,
is that number 22? Yeah, like I said, a little shaken up. He will walk out for a moment. And Darren Oregon with the coverage there.
That would have been a fabulous catch. I mean, he had it for a moment.
He did. He just came down hard. And that F-field's got to feel a lot harder in this heat. So second and 10, 7:29 remaining. Again, ball on the 26 of Augustana. We got Twins left, tight end left, Reed Breckheimer, Josh Hill alone on the right, Coleman on Raby's left. It's going to go to Coleman. He goes over to the right, and not really much room to go, and tackled for a loss there. And that was our friend, was that Nick Harper? Yeah, Nick Harper again, showing how he can tackle in the open field there. It looked like Coleman was going to break out, maybe get some space and some extra yards, but as it is,
it's just
he loses a yard. So great pursuit, as you said, Johnny.
So here comes Laurent.
Yep, with Tyler McLean holding.
It's a long kick, dude.
Yep, you're looking at a 44-yarder here. So snap is good, hold is good. The kick is good.
Right on. Another three for the Pios.
Boy, he had a lot of leg on that. So that's a big. Some big points there for Carroll. After giving up the ball on downs in their last series.
Yeah.
And after Augie answered with a field goal earlier. So it's now 13-3 with 6:46 remaining. And, you know, one of the dads, it was one of the Gregs. It might have been Jagger Vine's dad. Or it might have been the Drake Emanuel. But, no, I think it was Greg Vine said that his prediction for this game was 24-21. Carroll, and I thought it would be a higher-scoring affair, but defenses have really come to play today.
It really has been a dominant defensive effort here on both sides of the ball. I mean, these guys are very, very stingy today. Yep. Raby can't seem to get into a consistent rhythm here. So,
well, he's thrown some good balls, but there's been some great coverage. Like that throw, you know, Austin Ike said normally catches that, but there was great coverage there, great physical contact that the ball eventually came loose when he came down hard. And there was a couple of plays where we saw Eichstead catch the ball with a lot of traffic around him and great passes. But
yeah,
we got some breaks, some when Bardwaj falls down at the one-yard line, handing it off. We got a huge break there.
Yeah, that was.
And then what should have been a catch by Jordan Vassey deep into our territory. And they're going to let this one go. Great long kick there. So Laurent showing his leg on this big day. And it's getting chippy down there. There was a... After the play, an Augie player held a was that a Marion Bridges?
Well, like I said in the preview.
Oh, no, A.J. Moore, yeah. So
these guys got a little history. They're not exactly in love with each other.
Nope. But so ball's on the left hash, marked at the 25-yard line. Twins right, single receiver left. Tyler Ravelli in for Bardwaj on Bardwaj's right. Here's a snap. It's going to go to Ravelli. He's going to break it to the outside.
Got some room.
Got some room. Gets around one tackle. Damon Loker knocked out of bounds by Ja'Kai Bohannon, but not before getting a first down on a beautiful 12-yard run to the outside.
Yep.
Ball will be marked at the Augie 35-yard line.
Hurry up, nice offense.
Yep, hurry offense is set up. This time, no receivers right. Double tight end. Trips left. And it's a screen here. He's got some room. Finally brought down after a five-yard gain there. Brought it down to the 40.
They've been running that play a lot, and they're successful.
That was Bobby and Sarah again, number 9, on a quick screen. Some good upfield blocking, and I think that's where that trips package helps you. You got two blockers up front if you can hit one of the flankers underneath right away. Ravelli comes out. He's a little shaken up there. So Mike DeJoy is in now for the Vikings. And there must have been a penalty there because they just called a first down. Late hit or maybe a hit on Ravelli. So they're moving this. This is another personal foul on the Carroll defense.
Well, that's no good. Got to play clean football against these guys.
Yep, so now they're back into Carroll territory at the 45. And credit to Carroll's defense. They've only given up 3 points in the first half with 6:19 and counting. Trips right. Ball left hash. Trips right. Tight end goes in motion. No receivers. Tight end right now, and it's going to go to DeJoy up the middle. DeJoy's got some room, and he's pounding it for first down yardage again. hanging on for dear life there was Jim Clem before some other Carroll D-backs. Yep, here we go again. First and 10 at the 34. Trips right. DeJoye again up the middle. He's bouncing. No, this time they got him for a short gain of like two or three. And that was our friend, I think, Will Campbell in. 44. Reed Foster in on that hit. So great job sniffing that out. Turns out it's only a one-yard gain. Ball in the 33. They're calling it second and eight, so two-yard gain from the scoreboard here. 5:27 and counting in the first half, a 13-3 Carroll lead. Twin receiver packages both sides. DeJoya on Bardwaj's right here. Now he moves to the left. They fake to DeJoya. There's a guy. There's a Braden Smith. Oh, boy, he gets popped.
Yeah, he got hit hard, but he was wide open.
He sure was. Big gain there. Jim Clem with a beautiful
off.
Hit. And
hurry up offense. Here they go again.
Elliot Miller helping to clean up on that, too. Twin packages both sides.